What is MoviePass.com? Where does it fit on the spectrum? Because it is the most polarizing deal that we've ever had on ClarkDeals.com. It is something that has made people extremely happy and extremely mad, and people who've been extremely happy become extremely mad. So what is this MoviePass.com? Right now, today, limited time offer. It is $7.95 a month, paid for a year in full, so roughly $100 for a year. You get any movie at any theater any day of the year. So in theory, you could go see a movie a day if you're a movie nut every day of your life. And the crazy thing is you have like this card that you present, and MoviePass pays the cost of the ticket for whatever theater you walk up to. And they just absorb the cost and lose money on you. It is bizarro, weird, odd, and in my mind, an opinion, unsustainable. Now, why, if they're offering this ridiculous deal, what would the problem be? And by the way, right now, they're also offering another deal that this is really for people who just love, love, love movies, that offers a big bunch of movies that aren't available on mainstream sites like Netflix that are available to you for free to stream, in addition to all the ones you get to see in the theater. So again, how could something that's basically too good to be true, too cheap, unsustainable as a business model, they want you to pay this $100 up front, where's the problem? Because there's one story after another about people who are having problems with MoviePass customer no service, where they'll be told they violated terms of service, and their membership's now not working. And then they contact MoviePass, and nobody ever does anything. And I'm looking. Here's a story from Business Insider. Here's one from BuzzFeed. Here's another one from MarketWatch. And on and on and on. So they've got a problem. We're going to try to do the impossible thing and talk to the people at MoviePass, see if we're any luckier than the people we're hearing complaints from, and try to drill down. Because think about it, you pay $100 up front, and then they terminate you for whatever they say you did to violate, and their promise is so clear, any movie, any theater, any day. And so people take advantage of that. It says, get your card, choose your movie, enjoy the show. Except somehow for a lot of people, it's not working out that way. No blackout dates, blah, blah, blah. And then you get turned away. So we'll see if we can get an answer. I will tell you, this fits the category of opportunity and hazard. You know, what's really troubling me on Clark Deals, we're very careful what deals ever are listed on the site. And the motto is deals you can trust. And so if we put up a deal and you think, wow, this is great, and then it blows up on you, as far as I'm concerned, it's blown up on me too. Because trust is the greatest thing I can offer you. Since I'm not funny, I'm not entertaining. All I have is information that I hope will serve you well and that you can trust. So we'll see how long this goes on. Just know, remember what I've said, hazard with opportunity, and hopefully we'll have some kind of answer that matters from the MoviePass folks about why people are having so many problems. Now, I'm more interested in something that doesn't sound nearly as exciting going on in the movie business called DealFlix. DealFlix is using dynamic demand pricing, like how airlines price airline seats, and movie prices go up or down, almost like a Priceline thing, where movie prices go up and down based on what demand is for each showing at each time of day at each theater. And so if you can flex based on when a theater is going to sell very few seats for a showing, and so they figure some revenue is better than none for that showing, it's just like the Priceline model. You know, if you've listened to me for any period of time, you know that I book about 95% of my hotel rooms on Priceline, not knowing where I'm going to be staying till after I've paid non-refundable. But I've got my system, how I pick and choose, and you know, the star level and all that. And all I do is save money. And I'm willing to go where the opportunity is. And there are lots of other people that are cheap like me, but we're only a tiny part of the overall market. And that's why these things that get you to flex to fit the schedule of the deal can be so appealing if you're that kind of person. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.